Mr. Kanai Chatterjee. He has been our one of the senior committee member for a long, long time, and has actually been involved in Welsh Puja Committee for over 30 years, probably. So, Kanaida, can you say how and when you got involved in Durga Puja and festival?
When I first came to Port Cornwall, after I got married in 1975, for obvious reasons, that we are looking for somewhere where the puja is going to take place. And that's how we got involved in 1975.
So you were actually involved in the first year or two of puja starting, because Durga Puja started in 1974, I think, in somebody's
that
house.
Just after 1 year we started.
Okay. Okay, Kanaida, who were the people who were there with you at that time? Can you remember?
So far I remember the people involved at that time was Rama Palchaudhari, Tapos Basu, Gopal Santosh Goroy, Shikha Araghosh, and Rupen Mojumdar.
And are you still in contact with some of these people?
Still in contact with all those people.
And I think was Kamal Ghatak there as well? Kamal Ghatak, and there was some other people as well, isn't it? Kamal Ghatak and
Shambhudas. They are the first person.
Okay, bolun, ঠিক আছে.
Kamal Ghatak and Shambhu Ghosh, I think they are the first people who were very encouraged to start the Durga Puja at parade.
So they are the one probably you think brought the puja from somebody's house to the Sarbojanin Puja in the parade.
I can confirm that.
Yes, it is.
It was.
It is, because puja used to be held in a very small way, in Kamal Ghatak's house. And then Kamal Ghatak bought it with the help of Shambhudas to in parade in Cardiff.
Right. Thank you very much, Anamika, for filling that up, because Anamika Chatterjee, she's also been involved same time as Kanai Chatterjee, his good wife, and she's still involved in our puja. Can you share some of your memories of the first puja when you attended it? What sort of puja it was like back in 1975?
When we attended the puja, I remember particularly the ladies were involved much in actually making the puja offerings and taking somebody's house, like in Port Cornwall, in our house, and Araghosh's house, and Rama Palchaudhari house in Cardiff.
Can I join in?
Come and join in, that's fine, yeah.
Yes, I remember it because it was my first puja after coming from Kolkata, India. And I was a newly bride. So it was very exciting for me to go and see a Durga Puja happening in Wales, you know. So when I went there were lots of activities were going on. But nowadays, all the cookings and everything gets done in the hall. Those days, we were not that lucky to have all the accommodation. So we only had a hall to have the puja, all the offerings, everything. But the feeding part, what the loads of people come and have food with us, we didn't have that space. So I remember we used to come back to Puthkol to make Rasagulla and Shikha Ghosh's house. And Dr. Tapash Bose, his wife, Shampa Bose, Gopa, myself, Rama Chaudhuri, and we all used to go to Rama Chaudhuri's house to make khichuri and Labra. So we just divided all the cookings into different houses, you know. So we used to travel in the morning, come back at lunchtime, cook all the food for the people who is going to attend puja, and go back to Cardiff. So it was much more harder work that time.
That's really fascinating, Anamika. Do you think that also, other than the community spirit, there was also a financial reason for this, that it was not very, the organization was not very well off at that time, or limited financial resources?
I think so, because puja wasn't held, it was only beginning of puja in Cardiff, so it wasn't held at a much bigger scale as it's happening now, so we had less resources, financial resources. I remember people used to come to our house, get kanai. They used to go around people's houses to collect puja.
I wanted to say, because this is the next question, number 5, what major challenges?
So we'll come to the challenges. So just to complete what Anamika was saying, that so you went round the houses to involve. So let's come to that what were the challenges you both feel was at that time in the puja?
I remember myself with Tapas Basu used to go in different in Cardiff, in Swansea, in other places, nearby places, to collect chara, what we call their contribution for the puja. And it was very difficult, because at that time we are not sure how many Indian people, particularly Bengali people, is around in Swansea areas or even in Britain and Portcawl. And that was a major challenge we found out at that time. You want to add something?
It was a challenge because in relation to puja, what's happening now is there is much more publicity, advertisement, which attracting people to come to their nearest place to have Durga Puja, because this is very special time for the Bengali all over India. Its puja is held in different names. We call it Durga Puja. In some parts of India, it's called something different, you know. So it's very important to all Indians. But that time, we didn't have the measurement of publicity that much. So it was just word of mouth.
So, Anamika, you were saying that it was a lot of challenge, and Kanaida saying a lot of challenge as well. How did you actually manage to identify people whose house to go to and knock for chanda those days?
That's by word of mouth. Somebody, I was asking where some Indian, particularly Bengali people are living, and of course the people who are around in this area, they were feeding us with all those addresses and the name of the people.
Yes, it is like as an association, Indian Association in Cardiff, we already knew quite a few people, doctors over the place, Bridgend, Swansea, Merthyr, Cardiff. So it was a challenge to collect donations and to run puja for 6 days. So,
and of course, a lot of people used to ring in our to find out is there any puja going on in the Ganesh area, and that's also why word of mouth, you know, and it started spreading all over Wales and outside.
Just, I wanted to concentrate a little bit about this trying to connect chanda and get the financial resources. Because it's much more easier, I understand now, because everything is collected in the premises on 4 or 5 days and people come there. We don't go people's houses. And when you did that, it was before the days of internet, before the days of mobile phone, only the house sort of landline phones. Can you, both of you, can you give some experiences, bad and good experiences, about going in people's house and collecting chanda? Kanaida, can you remember any bad or good experiences?
I would say it was rather interesting experience because obvious reason, Bengali people wanted to know, well, is there any Durga Puja around the area? And they were very pleased to contribute whatever they can, and they did it really very gladly. They accepted it. And obviously from them, other people used to knew where the puja is going on, and that's how it started growing, the whole thing in there.
Anamika, you want to add something on that?
Well, I remember Khanna used to go out and collect donation for puja. Obviously, I didn't have first-hand experience, but what I used to have heard that sometimes it was a bit difficult sometimes to go and ask for donations and wait for their perceptions of how they want to do it, you know. So I didn't have any first-hand experience, so I can't really add anything extra to it.
So the chanda collection at that time, probably each chanda you got took probably half an hour, 45 minutes or an hour because of the travel.
Yeah.
Then you have to discuss those with the people you are collecting the chanda and all that and give them the information about the puja, which now it takes less than a couple of minutes.
Yeah,
and at that time, of course, it is, you know, it was time-taking. Because you need some transport, not necessarily you always have the transport, you may have to go by bus to somebody's house. And that's how it happened. But at the end of the day, we succeeded in collecting at least some contributions from the people involved.
Right. Remember anything which actually one thing or two things or three things which sticks out in your mind going back 40 years, which actually sticks out?
The most important thing which sticks out from my mind is, first of all, is collecting chanda, which is the contribution of people. And secondly, to prepare offerings for the God, for the goddess Durga. For example, the ladies were involved in cooking khichuri, labra, and making rasagullas in somebody's house. And this sort of things was really very exciting at that particular moment. And of course, encouraged everybody to get involved. And a lot of volunteers then started coming in and say, can I do something? Can I do this? And that's how it happened. You want to add something?
Well, for me, it was something, obviously I was so new, came to this country in 1975, April, and Durga Puja in October. So within 5 months, I couldn't believe that something like this, a big gathering, it's not just religious, is it? It's a social gathering as well.
Mm-hmm.
So to go there from the morning, meet so many people, and do all the work, what was necessary to complete the puja, it was an overwhelming experience. With friends, the people I didn't know, I met so many people. Apart from the religious side of it, I wasn't that much involved in doing like what I do now. But it's just it's a massive experience, and it's a very joyful experience.
So do you think that puja, Durga Puja, and the festival going back in Wales for 40 years has actually helped in creating your circle and social contact and social...
Of course it is, because this is the only opportunity once a year to go to Durga Puja and meet lots of friends, make new friends, and by word of mouth, the horizon, the boundaries started expanding. A lot of other people came to know. The people 70, 80 miles away from Bristol used to come into the puja. And of course, it was the greatest opportunity to meet everybody, to exchange views, exchange what we call the gifts, and know how their health or their wealth, and how their children doing, and do all sorts of exchange of ideas. This took place, you know, and that is the greatest opportunity almost once a year for everybody to get together. And that's how it, the whole thing started growing in Wales, in particular in our Cardiff Puja. And if I remember, 40 years ago, and comparing in 2 days, of course, the number of people at that particular time was not that many. What we can see now, we are more than about 2,500-3,000 people coming in over 5 days in recent years.
Yes, it is. It's just meeting everybody, people who we don't meet regularly. We meet once a year there. And especially what fascinates me, now I'm talking about that, like, all the youngsters are coming here to work, and I go around and talk with them, and it's a greatest pleasure for them, so young, coming here and attending Durga Puja, meeting people socially. It's a great pleasure.
And do you think that in that interaction there is also an ongoing opportunity of transfer of experience about you or your life in this country or the society of this country to the younger people who have just come? They may ask you a few questions about the society, about other things which you may be able to help them with.
Yeah, definitely. Lots of youngsters we have met, they have asked me different questions. How was Puja used to be, or what did you do then? What should you do? You know, so it's as an experienced person living in this country over 40 years, I think that's a lot of help to youngsters to settle them down well. So, yes, it is.
And I remember I used to work in the steel company, and a lot of young people from India, from Tata Steel and Indian Steel Company, they used to visit to Port Talbot work. And of course, some of them used to live in Port Cole, and some used to live in Port Talbot. And they are, of course, very much interested, being a Bengali person, to find out if there any Durga Puja going on. And that's how, you know, the youngsters got involved. And once one group of people from India, they knew that Durga Puja is going on, but then from the word of mouth, other people living in this area around 80 miles or 90 miles, they knew that Durga Puja is going on in Cardiff area, and obviously they used to come there and enjoy themselves. And that's how the whole thing started growing up. And over the years, since 40 years ago, and today, we can see that a lot of people got benefited by knowing that Puja is still going on and is still going well in that area.
I understand, Kanaida and Anamika as well, that in last 15 years or so, you actually been first helping and then being the main priest of Durga Puja. Can you tell us your experience about that and how you got involved like that?
Well, I remember in 2000, I had a phone call from Dr. Acharya. We called him, I call him Dada. He asked me over the telephone that whether I am interested in doing the puja, Durga Puja. I was really very scared at that time, because Durga Puja is not an easy thing to do. it needs a lot of involvement, and not only that, there was also what we call a religious fear behind me, whether I'm going to succeed, what is going to happen to me if I'm not doing that thing particularly well. Then I completely rejected the idea. Then Dr. Achadida came back to me again and asked me that, can I, there is nobody in here who can perform the puja. Therefore, I was thinking you, who should be suitable for this opportunity. Then I told him that I have to ask my family in India whether I can actually perform the puja ceremony. And I had a very good, positive answer back from home. And I said to Achadjida that, of course, you know, as you asked me, that there is nobody available, therefore put my name in, you know, I will try my best. And this way, in the year 2000, Dr. Achadjida said, you don't have to worry about anything. I am going to teach you everything from the very beginning. And therefore, what happened that about 3-4 months before the Durga Puja started, I started going into Dr. Achadjida's house, and he showed me every nitty-gritty of the everyday puja involved, and that's how it started. And of course, the first year it was so difficult for me, I was a bit nervous. But once I started doing the first day, what you call Shosti, and then Saptami, Ashtami, they all started becoming more and more, much easier for me, and I grew in confidence. And this way, the year started at the year 2000, I enjoyed very much, to be honest. And for obvious reasons, I got hooked into this whole process.
That's a good way of finishing, that you got actually hooked into it. Anamika, tell me, is Kanaida doing now Durga Puja? He's our main priest. He's the chief priest. How does it affect you?
Well, as Kanai is the priest, so I became his assistant, you can say. But I had to learn lots of things from Mrs. Acharya. All the religious rituals, which are very, very complicated. And eventually I learned it, like we all went to school and learned various things in our life. Yeah. Very similar way, I learned all the process and why we do this, what it needs to be done, how many of this, how many of that. So I became very involved each year. So from 2000 till now, it's a huge responsibility. And I, since Mrs. Acharya passed away, I feel that the whole responsibility that is obviously after Kanai is on my shoulder. I need to do everything, all the rituals as I have learned, as best as I could. And I'm also teaching youngsters how to do it, what to do, why we're doing it, what needs to be done on each day. So it's a big responsibility.
So it's like what comes to me listening to both of you is going like a generational teaching, yeah, from one generation to another generation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, we learned. Kanai was Dr. Acharya's student. He was a very obedient student. I never seen anybody going there and learning and trying to understand Sanskrit from our friend Rama Chaudhuri, and understanding the meaning so that he understands what he is doing. He did it religiously, and he's still doing it religiously. And that even makes me feel more responsible, so to do my part sincerely.
That's great. What do you say about that? Kanaida, can you just say first that how you think the puja has actually grown and evolved in last sort of 25, 30 or 40 years? How you feel about how the puja has grown and the festival has grown?
Obviously, the Durga Puja is very much of a social as well as a religious event. And the people who are particularly Bengali, they are interested to find out that is there any puja going on in Cardiff area. And from the word of mouth and through their friends, it started. And a lot of people, over the years, like young doctors, young steel workers, engineers, started in about 70, 80 miles area in around Cardiff. And they were all interested in to come into puja. And in last 20 years, last 15 years, which I have been involved, as a priest, I have noticed there was almost a steady growth of people. Over 15 years, I am not sure whether that due to that or what they like my puja. I mean my performance during the puja ceremony, and in this way, a lot of people were got involved over the years. And still growing, and now we got a new generations of youngsters who became member of the Wells Puja Committee, and they have shown very much interest in doing whatever is required to do. And in this way, I find out the festival, particularly the number of people started growing. And the frontiers, the horizon started expanding over the years. And of course, I am very much pleased and get a lot of pleasure out of it, knowing that people are still interested and they contribute whatever they can over the years.
Can I come into it?
Yes, Anamika, you come into it.
You said how the puja evolved since last 25, 30 years. The main theme of the puja is still very similar. Like it's a very family-oriented, very friendly way. Like 40 years ago I have seen it. It's just grown in numbers.
Yes.
And it's still very friendly. We welcome everybody. But now, I think we got high-tech people here. The publicity of Cardiff Durga Puja is huge. Internet, mobile, telephone calls, letters. These are so many medias that we publicize puja. So puja has evolved around since 1975. It's much larger scale. And all these committee people, they have taken their responsibilities very, very well. 1975, I didn't know that much, 1970, what used to go on, but what I used to see, there are a few people, they always did the work, and I don't know whether there was a committee, I'm sure there was, but I'm not sure. But because of high tech or different social media, people's time contributions, everything means a lot more. And puja has grown into much bigger scale than I used to know it, 1975 till 1980s. Nowadays, wow, people travel even from Swindon, North Wales. Just think about it, how much sincere people are to attend this religious and social festival.
And of course, the influence of the high tech, well, we can see there that they are trying to interchange the what is going on in Calcutta and what is going on in Cardiff in particular time. They are trying to show the whole puja ceremony, all the rituals, there are people involved, and it is only possible because of the growth of what you call the high-tech technology. And I remember that particularly when I saw in the television that they are showing some excerpts from the Durga Puja in Cardiff and in Calcutta.
Do you think that coming to another angle, that probably Anamika can probably go on first, do you think there is also an angle has changed in terms of cultural activity or programs or functions? Or you think this is the same sort of way it used to be in 30, 40 years ago?
Cultural function is going, involvement of people in cultural function is happening in much more larger scales. It also happened because I remember my two little girls, they joined into doing various things, various programs. But because Cardiff Indian community was in a much smaller community. But because of the National Health Service, the community has grown into a much bigger one. And we have, you know, more people, all these youngsters coming with so much extracurricular activities. And they are teaching their youngsters. So it is happening in a much bigger, larger scale. And we didn't have that much of opportunity. There was, I remember, only one lady who used to teach dancing. And Ramadi is only the one person who used to teach singing. And I remember I even participated. I sang in functions. My children dance and my friends' children, they dance. But now we have many, many ladies with so many other, you know, speciality that they are teaching children. They're taking, you know, they're participating themselves. So, yes, it is happening in a much bigger scale.
Can I just ask you last but one question? What do you think is holding the group together? What do you think is the main cement in holding the group together?
I think it's an excellent opportunity for everybody to involve, in particularly in puja. As I said, is once a year greatest festival in the Hindu calendar, and nobody wants to miss this opportunity to come 4 or 5 days whenever there is the opportunity, and obviously in this way it started growing all over the Cardiff and surrounding areas, and it started growing up like this, you know, all over the years. And my own perception about the festival is that in my particular, my own contribution, I am so much encouraged and to do particular the priest side of it, the ritual side of that. I was very much deeply involved last 15 years, and it gave me a lot of pleasure, and found out that this is the only way one can contribute to the society, to the community. And that's the way I thought, you know, I will remember this Kari Puja, and this is the way that I feel that everybody should involve in this particular particular time of the year, and I will encourage whenever I possible to ask people to join us during the puja, to exchange their views, their ideas, and then And from that way, they can go back and they can influence the other people to involve with the puja. And that's the way I feel that whole thing is going.
So, I mean, Anamika, what do you have a perception about what is holding the whole thing
together? I think the whole thing is held. Everybody, all the committee, they really want to hold a Durga Puja each year. It's the puja that people who are away from home, living abroad, for them and for the committee members and all of us who are involved in the puja, we want to hold this special occasion. I think this is puja. Is keeping people together. It's a way. People are away from home. And for Bengalis all over India, it's such a special time. This is India's biggest, largest religious celebration. It's not just religious. People, as I said before, it's social gathering as well. So it's puja. It's holding everybody together.
And it also just people, it is up to the people, you know, to involve, to get in. Get together at the time of puja, you know, and that is also the responsibility, not the responsibility, it is their interest that to involve during the puja, and of course, by word of mouth, they can invite some other people to join us, and in this way, the whole thing started growing over the years and cemented together, and obviously. That over the years now we have a new Durga Prasima started from 2008. 2002. And this way, of course, that is another area I want to express my views that it is growing and over the years and about 2008 there was a Durga Prasima. A festival in Cardiff Museum.
Westmeath, St. Fagan.
They brought artists from Calcutta to prepare the Durga Pratima in front of youngsters. And that's how we started growing, you know, the other people's interest in the area, and not only interest of the Hindu people. The people from South Wales, all the youngsters, the universities, the other institutions people are interested in. And I remember that somebody from the Cardiff University started as a doctorate project in this particular Durga heritage. And this is the way the whole thing started growing all over the world, not only for the Hindu people, but also for the people from all different religion, language, and this is one of the greatest thing I can draw satisfaction from.
Do you also think that when people come to this festival of Welsh Puja Committees, Durga Puja, they actually get involved quite easily, which actually may they find it different than they are used to back in India or back home? That people can get involved very easily?
I think so, because from my experience, you mean getting involved in puja.
During the puja, yeah.
During the puja. Yes, I have done that myself, actually. When early morning, it's always, I'm saying early morning is, you know, after 10 o'clock, is our responsibility to start the puja.
Yeah.
So we go there quite early. And when there were shortage of people, and I remember calling people from audience.
Yeah.
So can you come and help? You know, blah, blah, blah. I'll show you what to do. I just need some people to start the puja, you know. So, yes, people get involved very easily in Cardiff. You know, we welcome everybody, all religion, all races, whoever want to come and celebrate with us. So involvement during Durga Puja in Cardiff, I don't think so. It's a problem. It's a all welcome process.
That's great. Just to wind up, now can you say anything else you want to talk about the festival and Durga Puja? Anything else you want to talk about, Kanaida? Any other things you want to talk about?
My personal experience as a priest, I had to really work very hard to know exactly what I am doing. And I remember over the years that I find it a highly responsible job for me to get everything together. And I always contacted Dr. Acharji, which I am to find out exactly what is involved. And Dr. Acharji was, of course, very much helpful to me. And he told me almost everything, how to perform all these things. And obviously, that from Port Cole to Cardiff is about 30 miles. And to attend the Durga Puja in a particular time, to start in a particular time of the day, it wasn't that easy for us to go there and early in the morning and stay somewhere and perform the evening ceremony. And it takes over a lot of time and, of course, the worries and anxieties. And I was always very much particular that the puja should be starting in the right time and should finish in the right time. And I was very much involved with this and, of course, very much worried as well, until the whole thing has been performed by the other people who used to assist in. And obvious reason, you know, I needed somebody to assist me, and my wife and other people in those areas, particularly the ladies who are involved in arranging things. And I am very much grateful for all of them to assist me in helping to continue doing the ritual as easy as possible. And of course, I always made some difficulties, but as I can remember, it is one of the contributory factors to the puja to be carried out in the next year, and more experience and more confidence. And I have grown over the years. And I did enjoy very much myself that I am contributing something to the community, to the society. And obviously I am very much pleased. A lot of people know me over in Cardiff and outside Cardiff as a priest, as a friend, as an advisor, whatever you call. And I am very much pleased and draw a lot of satisfaction out of it.
Okay, Anamika, do you want to say anything else, add anything else you can think about?
Not really. It's just a big responsibility. As long as we can do it, travel from Porthcawl to Kafili every day and come back, it's a huge pressure as well. So, all in all, we kinda is still enjoying performing puja, and I assist him. And as long as we can carry on doing this, helping community, so it will be great.
Good. Thank you very much, both of you. And we will finish it today here. Okay, thank you.
It is very hard. It is difficult to do preparation.